BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. President Trump has threatened to hit 52 potential Iranian targets should Tehran attack any American citizens or assets in retaliation for the killing of General Qasem Soleimani in Iraq. Mr. Trump warned that such targets, which included important cultural sites, would be hit very fast and very hard, as would Iran itself. The body of General Soleimani has arrived in Iran ahead of his burial on Tuesday. Lina Sinjab reports.
The body of Major General Qasem Soleimani has arrived in the province of Ahvaz, where a three-day funeral procession will start, moving to Tehran before a final burial in his hometown of Kerman. Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is expected to lead the prayers in Tehran tomorrow. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in Iran and Iraq, mourning a man they see as a hero. An Iranian-backed militia group warned Iraqi forces to keep away from American bases in a signal of reprisal attacks to come. The U.S.-led coalition says rockets which landed last night in Baghdad's fortified green zone and near a base used by coalition troops did not cause any casualties.
The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab has attacked a naval base in the Kenyan Lamu County, which hosts US and Kenyan troops. The attack at Simba Base in Manda Bay happened just before dawn. One government official, Commissioner Irungu Macharia, said a security operation was still ongoing. He refused to confirm any casualties. Japan says it will tighten its immigration and departure procedures after the former head of Nissan Renault, Carlos Ghosn, caused a shock by jumping bail and escaping to Lebanon. In Tokyo's first public comments on his flight, the Justice Minister called it apparently illegal. As the Australian bushfire crisis continues, the death toll has risen to 24. In Coomer, New South Wales, the fire crisis was compounded by a flood disaster when a large tank burst and released 4.5 million litres of water. Cars were swept away and homes were filled with mud. Local authorities said Sunday started with milder conditions, including some rainfall in New South Wales and the neighbouring Victoria state, where firefighters have faced vast burning firefronts. This report from Shaima Khalil.
Everywhere I look right now on the highway, it's just engulfed in this blanket of very, very heavy smoke. It's like someone has painted this whole area with a dust filter. You can hardly see the trees or the houses just opposite me, and it's really, really hard to breathe. It hits you right in the throat, and that's just really been the story of the Australian summer. As these fires continue to burn, people's lives are affected, you know, in vast amounts of the land, even further away from the fires.
BBC News.